Now we're going to hear about how things are going at one polling place in Virginia. Robin DeJarnett has worked as a poll worker in Culpeper County, Virginia, for more than a decade. And today she is at her precinct post at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Hi there.
Hi.
So tell us what your polling place is like right now.
It's been off and on. We get a few lines and then it gets better. Right now it's quiet, so we're going to enjoy it.
How many presidential elections have you worked for?
I started in 2000 with Bush Gore, and I did miss one. I forget when. My husband was ill, and I didn't do it. So from 2000 to now, missing one.
So why do you do this work? Like, why do you come out on Election Day and work at the polls?
You never know what's going to go on. I just have enjoyed doing it.
Yeah.
We had one veteran walk in today, and he was 103 years old.
Wow.
Is that not awesome? And then we had a 20-year-old who voted for the first time. And then this other guy, he voted, he said he had to vote presidential. He's my age, 60 or more, and it's the first time he's voted. I'm like, awesome. But he felt like he had to vote.
He felt like he had to vote this year.
Yeah.
How would you say the mood is? Like, are people, you know, fired up? Or are they sort of like, let's do this and
get on with it? I think everybody is glad to get in here and finally vote. And it'll be over with. Tomorrow we don't have to worry about it.
Is there a sense of like, tomorrow after it's all over, you know, maybe then we can start figuring out how to be nicer?
Right. And people, and several people have told me after tomorrow or after tonight, we can cut our TV on because they don't want to see the ads.
they could turn their TVs back on.
Right. Yeah, there's a sense of relief.
How late are you going to be there tonight?
We close the polls at 7 and it'll take us an hour to get all the tallying done and pack everything up.
Okay. Well, have a good time.
We have been. It's been quite a day.
That's Robin DeJarnett. She's a poll worker in Culpeper County, Virginia. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
There's a tradition in Rochester, New York, that's taken on new significance today. Every 4 years, people make an Election Day pilgrimage to Mount Hope Cemetery and the grave of Susan B. Anthony, probably the most well-known champion of a woman's right to vote. Today, they also honored the moment that Anthony only dreamed about, a woman poised to become president. Mary Caitlin White visited the grave with her infant daughter, Eleanor.
Growing up, we always used to drive on the thruway. We lived in Utica, and my mom would roll down the window when we passed the Susan B. Anthony sign and pump her fist. And, you know, being a kid, I was embarrassed. And now, looking back, I see all that she fought for and my grandma fought for. And now today, she never has to ask the question, can a woman be president? Because she's running for it.
By midday, people had blanketed Anthony's headstone with I voted stickers, and a few well-wishers read aloud the 19th Amendment.
The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation.
Thanks to WXXI reporter Scott Feibusch for these recordings.